The economic downturn caused by the coronavirus pandemic is making the existing problem of hunger in America worse. The nonprofit organization Feeding America estimates 13 million more people experienced food insecurity in 2020 compared with 2018. And even with the new relief package from Congress, experts are warning that higher levels of hunger could continue for years. Molly Samuel from member station WABE reports on how some food banks are trying to meet the need in Atlanta.
A recurring scene around the country has been lines. Cars snake through parking lots turned into COVID testing sites. Families line up for help getting food on the table. Recently, there was one of those lines at a shopping center on Buford Highway, the main drag of a big immigrant community in suburban Atlanta.
There's always a line. If we say we're starting at 10, people start lining up at like 8:30 or 9.
Marco Palma is the president of Los Vecinos de Buford Highway. It's one of the organizations behind this food distribution event. Today, hundreds of people are here to get boxes of fresh vegetables and staples, oil, rice, beans, and tortillas. Many in this line are immigrants, families with kids. A DJ plays music for the crowd. Volunteers greet friends. Local high school students have set up an art show. Palma says Los Vecinos is a community organization that began 2020 envisioning get-togethers and encouraging people to fill out the census. But when the pandemic hit, they started working on rental assistance and food distribution, even though they aren't a food pantry.
We didn't really plan it this way. We had one in March and April, and then we just kept doing them.
Now they pass out food every month in different spots along Buford Highway. We Love Buhai is another community organization behind these events. Executive Director Lily Pabian says people here have been especially hard hit by the slowdown in business for restaurants and hotels.
These are communities that are frontline workers, right? They live pretty much paycheck to paycheck. They don't have the comfort of 401k, retirements, all that stuff. If they want to, you know, pay the bills, they got to work.
The pandemic is driving more people to look for food assistance in Georgia.
The food banks are responding to an unrelenting 50% increase in demand for food.
Dana Kraft is the executive director of the Georgia Food Bank Association. Her organization works with the food banks around the state. Kraft says about 40% of the people coming for help in Georgia now have never had to look for support before.
And they do not know how to navigate a social services network, and they don't know who to ask for help.
She says she's especially worried about families with kids. Her organization estimates 1 in 5 children in Georgia right now is experiencing food insecurity. She says the food banks she works with are helping people sign up for government support and supplying about 8 million more meals a month than they were pre-pandemic.
I couldn't be prouder of the food bank network in Georgia. I mean, they stepped up.
But what's happening at the food banks and all those long lines isn't the whole story of how the system to help hungry people works and how that system has adapted to the pandemic.
For every meal that our network distributes, SNAP provides 9.
SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, is the federal food stamp program, giving money every month to households to buy food. Beyond just serving a lot of people, it also lets people shop for the food they want rather than hoping the unpredictable food pantry offerings will be something they can use.
So SNAP is really the workhorse of the nutrition program.
And SNAP has also expanded here during the pandemic. Tom Rawlings is the director of the Georgia Division of Family and Children's Services. That's the state agency that manages the SNAP program.
So to give you an idea, in October of 2019, our SNAP program supported 637,000 households. In September of this year, it was 905,000 households.
That's a more than 40% increase. He says earlier in the pandemic, Congress allowed states to give some people more SNAP money per month. The recent relief bill allows a 6-month increase in SNAP benefits and also sends more money and food to food banks. And Georgia is now allowing people to use SNAP to buy groceries online.
It's one thing to provide benefits to individuals who need food. It's another thing to make sure they actually are able to use those benefits.
But not everyone's eligible for SNAP or feels comfortable applying for it. For instance, Gabriela Solis at the Buford Highway Food Distribution event.
You know, there's always rumors about how that affects your immigration status.
She's in the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA program, for people who are undocumented who came to America as young children. This is her first time coming here for food. Before the pandemic, Solis worked at the daycare at her church.
But no more daycare, so now I disinfect the church.
Her hours have been cut, and she has a three-year-old son.
Especially during, like, rent week, you either pay the rent or either you buy groceries, so it's always that.
The nonprofit We Love Buhai, better known for things like collecting oral histories in the community, plans to feed 500 families every month for a year. Georgia agencies and the food banks say even with the new stimulus bill, they're preparing for at least 2 years of heightened need because the economy won't bounce back instantly, leaving nonprofits, food banks, and government agencies to keep filling the gap. For Here and Now, I'm Molly Samuel in Atlanta.